Debbie, it's Kasim Sultan.
Hi, Kasim. How you doing?
I'm well, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again, Kasim. You've had a busy morning. You have a big announcement.
Yeah, we just announced about an hour and a half ago, and so far the reactions have been really, really great, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, why don't you, I could say it, but why don't you put it in your own words and tell everybody what the big announcement was?
Sure. Earlier this year, I thought to myself, I want to do something real special for the fans who've been really loyal and supportive over the years. And I decided that what would be great would be to do a show that was centered around my contribution to Utopia and, my long-term standing in the band. And decided that I was going to do this three shows at the beginning of the year of all Utopia music. So I made some phone calls, put some people together, and actually a larger band than I normally use for my solo shows, and along with Kathy Wagner, booked three shows, one in New York City at the Iridium, Daryl's House up in Pauling, New York, and the Sellersville Theater just outside of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I mean, just outside of Philadelphia.
Indeed. That's fantastic. Now, why is this such a big deal? These are songs that haven't gotten played in a long time.
Well, what I decided to do was I was going to pick at least 2 to 3 songs from each of the 10 albums that I played on. Obviously, a 30-song set list is a bit much.
Yeah, boy.
So I whittled it down to 2 songs from one album, 3 songs from another album, 4 songs from one album, 2 songs from another album. Not necessarily the songs that I sang,
uh-huh.
Although I will be doing a lot of the songs that I sang lead on. I'm also going to be doing some songs that I didn't sing lead on, and not necessarily songs that people are used to hearing. Like, for instance, there's a couple of songs that Todd would play in his Evening With show. So I wanted to stay away from songs that people are used to hearing over the years,
right,
and go more or less for deep cuts, deep tracks.
This is truly a fan's dream come true.
This is definitely a fan's dream show, because I'll be doing songs that were never performed live, just a handful of songs that were never played live while Utopia was still around. And they get to hear songs that that played a part of the soundtrack of their life.
Todd, you were talking about you have a large band. Do you have that band assembled already? Can you give us some names?
Yeah, I would love to. Actually, I'm thrilled that Jesse Gress is going to be the guitar player on these shows. He plays with Todd in the solo band. And Wade Preston on piano. Wade, people might know of Wade from his time on Broadway as the piano man on Moving Out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Andy Ascalise is on drums, and lineup is rounded out by Christopher Clark on synth, who plays with Brand X.
Now, with an idea like this, do you have to get Todd's blessing, or did you go to him and just tell him that, hey, this is something I'm thinking about doing?
No, I did, as a matter of fact. Out of respect for Todd, I did mentioned that I was going to do some shows early in the year that were basically Kasim Sultan's Utopia.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Just a few minutes ago, you referred to 10 Utopia albums that you were part of. Wow.
yeah. Well, my time, that was really where I cut my teeth and started my career, was in that band. So these are really important shows for me, and I'm really, really excited about it.
I played Meatloaf just a little while ago, and I always mention, Kasim Sultan, big part of that. I played Blue Oyster Cult. Yep, Kasim Sultan, part of Blue Oyster Cult. It's like your name pops up a whole lot, because you have done a lot of things with a lot of different bands that are classic rock bands. Utopia, that is absolutely where I think, most people put you in a place in time with that band.
Yeah, and, the fans who come to my solo shows have been so great and so supportive of me over the years that I really, really wanted to do something special for them.
Yeah, and I went to your Facebook page already. Like you were saying, the reaction has been really big. People are already saying, you need to come here. You need to come here. You need to come here. Is that a possibility? You have the three shows right now, but if this is really a big, successful thing, do you think you would stretch it out to add more dates and locations?
I definitely have plans to do that. I really need for these shows to be as successful as possible. possible in terms of people coming out and buying tickets and seeing the show and coming to the venues. So as long as these shows do well, I will definitely do more.
Well, we'll definitely get the word out. And what is the deal with ticket sales? Have they gone on sale yet?
I think Daryl's House goes on sale today over the next couple of days, the Iridium, and then Sellersville Theater, I believe, is on Wednesday.
Well, Chasm, this is really exciting news. We're absolutely thrilled. We will make sure that Sellersville show, at least, I can't really speak, you know, for the others, but I'm sure they'll be successful too. But we'll make sure that house is packed in Sellersville, okay?
Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate it.